Amen. Hallelujah. We need to have children. Amen. You know, he is better than me. I think when I was that age, I could not know anything. Amen. We love them. Jesus is Lord. Amen. I want you to hold your Bible. B-I-B-L-E. B-I-B-L-E. Without it. Mine is there. And don't, that one is the life. Amen. That one is the life. Without the word. Without the word, there is no life. Amen. And it is time for the word. Amen. The word. Lema word. The word of God. Amen. And this morning, I know we are going to be blessed and we are going to have time. And we have time that we're going to hear the word of God. Then we continue afternoon as we said. Amen. Father, we thank you for this hour. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We invite you, we welcome your word in our life in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, I declare and I say this, each and every imagination that tried to exalt itself more than the knowledge of the word of God, I cast it and I put it at our feet in the name of Jesus. And I pray the word of God is going to get part in our life in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This hour I'm going to invite a man of God. Amen. Anointed man of God. Amen. Let it be. And that's why we say amen. Let it be. But if you had the bad testimony, don't say amen. Just don't say the light one. You understand what I mean? You know, somebody can say, the devil came and killed us. Amen? No, don't say amen. Be quiet. That one, no. Amen. So, right now, I want to invite Reverend. Hallelujah. Let me call Pastor Munene. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us clap for the Lord. Amen. This man is a reverend, not a joke. Amen. Yes, brother. I love you. Don't mind about the height. I love you. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Call me anything but the servant of the Most High God. Amen. And you are. Can I start by that? You are a servant of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We want to go straight to the word. I'm talking today of unmerited favor. Praise the Lord. If you are tall, if you are short, it's not by your own making. It's just but the favor of God. Many have stood high and said, I am. No. Not I am, but to him that liveth forever. Amen. He has made you what you are. Be it academic achievement, be it your soul intellectual, be it what or what, it's by favor of God. Don't be like him that he said, hey, I want to lift myself up there. I don't want to see that one. That he was Lucifer. And he reached a place, he saw that everything that he had, it was his own. He gave himself. God forbid. He had to be cast from heaven to this to hell with a third of the angels. It can reach to that level if you're not careful. Yes, it can. We have gone to school. Yeah, I was an A student. Hey, I was this and that. My father was. Are you getting it? Are you getting it, brethren? We better be careful. We better be careful. We better be careful. The devil is using the very strategy that he used in heaven. He can use it to men of God. I'm talking to men of God. I'm talking to the servants of God. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Hallelujah. Amen. It's just but the favor. It's just but the favor. It's just but the favor of God. Amen. When it reaches there, you feel good because you know it's not you, but God. Tell your neighbor, it's not me. If you see me handsome, if you see me ugly, if you see me tall, if you see me small, it's not by me, but him that liveth forever. Amen. Who chose to be what he is? Who chose? Before I was born, I was sitting with my God. And I told my God, I want to be born in Kenya, in a place called Naivasha, Central, wherever. Who chose? Who chose? All I want to be born in Queen Elizabeth II's house. Who chose? But they happen to be. You happen to be where you are. Amen? Rejoice to be of where you are. Hallelujah. Yes, rejoice and tell God, thank you. I was born where you wanted me to be born. And I walk short high. No one will bring me down. Hallelujah. No one to bring me down. Because my God knew it. And I'm there because of his favor. Amen. We want to see some favors here from the book of Hebrew. The book of Hebrew, if I may start before we read, some people, theologians, I happen to be one. I happen to pass there. And they don't know who authored this book. They say, oh, it was, maybe it's Paul. Maybe it is this. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's that. But the thing is, we have the book of Hebrew. Thank God we have one. Amen. Hallelujah. What is not happening here? Hallelujah. Can you salute me? I salute you. And I love you. As we continue, know there is someone here who loves you. Amen. Praise the Lord. The book of Hebrew 11. Okay, let's read there and then we can continue. Hebrew 11 from 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the savings of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. Okay, let's go to 9. By faith, he dwelt in the land of okay, here it's okay. Let's start from 8. That was Noah. We come to Abraham now. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. He went out without knowing where he was going. Praise the Lord. I'm talking of heroes of faith. In this book, chapter 11 of Hebrew, is full of heroes of faith. And the heroes of faith, we have some who are so strong, we have some who are weak. You can meet here Rahab in the book of, in the Hebrew 11, the heroes of faith. We can meet other characters, but here we want just only to dwell with the two only, or if not three, and then we come to the end of it. I want to keep you wrong. Amen. So we have Noah. He was a man like you and me. Noah had everything that you think about. He had weaknesses like you and me. But God favored him. They write and say, those people that were before us, they sat where we are sitting. They walk on the streets that we are walking. Maybe we are highly favored that now we can drive. We can fly. Some of these people, they walked, they did all what they did. In other words, they were where you are today. Praise the Lord. They were there where you are today. And they had the problems that you are undergoing. You are not alone. Tell your neighbor, I'm not alone. The problems that I am encountering now, they were encountered before me. And now I'm encountering. And if God favored them, those of age, he's going to favor me too. For he is the God of yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we have character number one. That is Noah. And he did what he did. The Bible talks of the ark. He built the ark. The Bible talks of 100 years building one vessel. 100 years. I'm 101. I'm not yet there. Who is the 100 years here? Well, the Bible says he started working on this ship or this ark for 400 years, working on one item. Think about it. People are laughing at him. People are doing all kind of, good mind? Are you okay? 100 years? Don't you go and do some businesses outside there? 100 years? And to crown it all, the day came. I told you I don't want to keep you long. But the day came when the rain came. But before that, God told him, two animals. Think about it. I want you now to be in that ark now. Anyway, let's talk. Let's talk, brethren. Let's talk here. Let's talk. You see the ark and you see the animals. Two. I see the lion on this side. Can you see cheetah on the other side? Can you see sheep on the other side? Can you see goat? Can you see cat? Can you see rat? Enemies and enemies, they are passing. They are walking. Where are they walking? To the ark. Favor of God. You see, it's like Noah had the language of the animals. That's the way I'm seeing it. I don't know how you are seeing it. He was talking to these animals and they are queuing. They are lying into the ark. No one is asking questions. Where are we going? These are birds and their job is to fly everywhere. But tutu, you, come on, let's go. Can you see the favor of God? Can you see this man being highly favored? Let's go to the ark. No one is asking any question, but they are going. I can see the elephant. Those big animals, they are heading to the ark. And they are there. The Bible says 40 days and 40 nights. Animals, they are there. Remember, they are herbivorous. They are animals that eat only plants. They are animals that eat fresh. Yet they are in the same ark. Praise the Lord. Tell me, how do you see it? Was this not the favor of God? Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to myself or something? I want you to see the favor of God. I want you to see how God can do things. He's a miraculous God. He can do things that others can do. He makes ways where no ways. Oh, hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is our brother Noah. And I want to keep you long. I want to keep you there still. Let's go to Genesis 12:10. I'm talking of the favor of God. Tell your neighbor, that gentleman over there is talking about the favor of God. Tell your neighbor. Are you fearing your neighbor? Just tell him it's the favor of God. We are talking of the favor of God. Amen. Genesis, if you are there, can you read for me? Genesis 10. 12:10. Continue. Who is being taken to the Pharaoh's house? Who is Sarah? Continue. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You remember the life of Abraham. He's being told, leave your land, all of Chaldeans, to the promised land, to the land that I'll show you. We see the first favor. Abraham and Sarah, they are joined together like Abraham up there and my brother and sister here. And he's telling Abraham is telling Sarah, let's go. Where are we going? I don't know. That's the husband who doesn't know where he's going. Where are you going? I don't know. But let's go. The first favor was Sarah agreed to follow Abraham. Praise the Lord. Because it could have been hard. Today, Abraham, let me tell you, I have some miles. I'm married for all those years. I can tell you something small. That wife of yours, she can tell you one day, no, not that way. Because it is to disagree, to agree. Isn't it? Am I talking to somebody? It is, the married ones, it is to disagree, to agree. We have to disagree, to agree. Amen? Not yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Let's go here. Yes. Let's jump. Yes. Let's sit down. Yes. No, no, no. That's not marriage. So I see Abraham and Sarah sitting down. We are going where? I don't know. And are you okay? Are you okay, Abraham, the father of faith? They call you and we are going. Where are we going? If you're not telling me where we are going, I'm not going. And the vision couldn't have come to pass. Praise the Lord. So for sure we see favor towards Abraham and Sarah. They agreed. Praise the Lord. And then we come. They are agreeing. They are disagreeing and they are agreeing. They are disagreeing and agreeing. This guy reaches to the promised land. Land of plenty. Land of everything. Milk and honey. Yet, look at it now. There is famine. What are you talking about? There is famine in the promised land. There is famine. I mean, there are some problems even in your blessings. Is he talking to some? Their blessings, I mean, their problems even in your blessings, there can be some problems. But does that mean God is not there? He is still there. He's omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. That's the God we serve. Amen. Having famine in that land didn't make God less. He was still God. Hallelujah. And see how it went on. Let's go. Let's go and look for food. Let's go to Egypt. And this Egypt, sure, it has got something. Because Egypt. Let's go to Egypt. Let's go and look for something to eat. Here, there. And let's make a deal here. Let's make a deal. You know you look good. Actually, okay, if you can repeat there, you can. Where you read, you see what the Bible is saying? Now I see. I don't know how they will get it. But that's what the Bible says. Now I see. Abraham, having gotten the problem, that's the time that he's seeing his wife is beautiful. Before that, before problems, he's just ordinary. It's like my brother here. This lady of yours, she's beautiful in season and out of season to you. Hallelujah. Your wife is your queen in season and out of? Hallelujah. Not out of season. She's beautiful. In season, you know. Your wife is beautiful in season and out of season. She's your queen in everything, rain or sunny. Praise the Lord. So Abraham here is saying, yeah, now you see, you look beautiful. Because I can see problems here. The problems are coming because of your beauty. You know what? This head of mine might go because of your beauty. From now henceforth, you are my sister. Not my wife. But you are my sister now. And if you say John to Egypt, that's the word now. Okay? Be telling them you are my sister. And I'll be telling them you are my sister. And you'll be saying, I'm your brother. And the deal is done. No deal or no deal. But here is a deal. Praise the Lord. They went there. And surely enough, the prince of Egypt cast the eyes on Sarah. Oh, you look beautiful. In this land, there is no other beautiful lady than you. And surely, you know, when you become that way, here you are, you are my wife. Let's go. It's not Abraham who intervened, but God had to intervene. Praise the Lord. And he told Pharaoh, you know what? Touch this lady. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. The children are gone. Eh? Thank God that they had not reached that far. Are you getting it? They had, the Bible is silent there. They had not gone that far. So Sarah was still Abraham's wife. So Pharaoh had not touched this lady. God had to intervene. But look at it now. Look at it. Look at the everything. The end of the story. Look at it. Can you read there? Down there. What Abraham got in. Abraham left Egypt a billionaire. Are you getting it? Abraham was given maid servant. Abraham was given man servant. Abraham was given gold and named them. Gold and silver. Everything that pertained that land. He gotten everything. He left the land rich. Ah. Are we going to do that? Are we going to be selling our wives or talking ill or talking anything in order to get riches? No, but this was God's favor. Hallelujah. That was God's favor, and God can use any media. God can use any media. God can use any way to enrich you. Are you getting it? Are you getting it, brother? Now, people have been talking of the way they have been toiling this land, the way they wake up very early in the morning, the way they sleep late in the evening. What did Abraham do to be a millionaire? Hallelujah. I'm not saying that we keep, I may repeat myself, we give our wives and our husbands out there to get riches, but God's ways are not our ways, neither his thoughts our thoughts. Hallelujah. That's how Abraham became rich. Rich billionaire. Praise the Lord. Anyway, get hold of your wife and continue with your wife. This is a guy who said something. Hey, the time he heard the story of Abraham. And he said, hey, do you love your wife? Yeah. You do? Yeah. Suppose someone comes and say, I want your wife. My wife? A guy comes and say, he wants my wife. For what? To make her his wife. What? Make the lady, the wife? Surely? I'm not getting it. I'm saying this. Suppose someone comes and hold your wife and take her away. How do you do? The guy said these simple words. Yes, he can do it on my dead body. Did you hear that? Abros. Someone newly married. Someone come and say, hey, I'm getting this one now. This is mine. Let's go. On your dead body. And surely that's biblical. You defend your wife. Hallelujah. But our father of faith, to show that he was an ordinary person like you and me, he had to let his wife go just because of his life. Thank God, at the return, it was good. Amen. Tell your neighbor it was good. At the end of the day, it was good. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham didn't stop that. He didn't stop there. Imagine. Let's go to Genesis 20, 21 to 17. Genesis 20. I'm talking of people that were favored by God, and they were people like you and me. Hallelujah. These people were just like you and me. Ordinary people. Genesis 20. Are you there? And Abraham journeyed from there to south. Now Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah, But God came to Abimelech in the dream by night, and he said to him, indeed, you are a dead person. You are dead. Did he not say to me, she is my sister? And she herself said, he is my brother, in the integrity of my heart and innocence. And God said to him in dream, yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart. For I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours. Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all his servants, and told all these things in their hearing, and the men were very afraid, much afraid. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what have you done? How I offered you that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin. You have done deeds to me that ought not to be done. Then Abraham said to Abraham, what did you have in view that you have done this thing? And Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife. But indeed, she is truly my sister. She is the daughter from my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. To cut the long story short, Abraham again left the place a billionaire. Praise the Lord. Not that he had planned to be using his wife to gain riches. But God can use any media. Praise the Lord. God can use anything. He's the God who makes ways in the wilderness. He's God who makes ways in the waters. Hallelujah. He is God and he remained God. He can favor the one he wants to favor. In fact, he's talking in the book. He's talking of Jacob and Esau. And he says that I loved Jacob and I hated Esau. These people, they were still in their mother's womb. Yet, God is saying he favored. Would you imagine? Hallelujah. God is favoring you despite. God will favor you despite. Tell your neighbor, it's not by my own making, by the favor of God. In fact, you are saved today, not because of your own doing. It's by the grace of God. What is grace? Grace is unmerited favor. I'm where I am today, and I'm not making it. 1 year is gone, I'm still saved. 2 years are gone, I'm still saved. 3 years are gone, I'm still saved. 10 years are gone, I'm still saved. If I'm making it, I could have made it just for a day or two, and I'm gone, and I even forget. But even today, you are saying Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. It's just by the favor of God that today you are standing and say, Jesus, your Lord. Amen. And you'll continue. Things will work well. Things will work well. At times, don't even start regretting. You know, at times we talk. You are talking in that office, and they are asking you some questions. You know what the Bible says? Before the time you go stand before the juries, don't talk. Don't say a word. But the Holy Spirit of God will bring utterance unto you, and you say, and the word you say, don't start regretting. Don't regret. Why did I say that? Like this person who was taking books to Russia, crossing on the boundary of Russia and somewhere, he's carrying some books. He was asked some questions by immigration people. Hey, what type of job do you do? He said, I'm a teacher. And he crossed. Okay, if you're a teacher, just cross. Oh, what are you carrying? I'm carrying some books. Teachers and books, they are together. And they are cousins, if not brothers. Are you getting it? So if you carry a book and you're a teacher, it's obvious. That's your weapon. You should be that way anyway. How can a teacher miss a book? So he crossed the boundary, the border. On the other side, he started talking to God. God, forgive me. I lied to them that I may cross the border. Say, shut up. Stand up. Are you not a teacher? Oh, am I? You are a teacher of my word. Oh, yes, I'm a teacher of your word. So some of these things that you do, the Holy Spirit of God has given you a word. And this word has convinced even your bosses. And here you are starting to regret it. Stop it. It's the Holy Spirit of God who gave you that word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm saying that you be favored in a way that you be favored that these people be talking. If there is something amiss somewhere, they'll be talking for you, not against you. Hallelujah. They'll be amazed and say, why? The time we meet here to talk about so and so, instead of cursing him, in case, I don't know what happens, but we talk of his favor. Yes, not their favor, but God's favor. Amen. Hallelujah. Be assured that the favor of God is coming. Be assured that great things want to come. I won't cross till we talk about Joseph. Joseph, our brother. Ah, I love Joseph. Hallelujah. Joseph was favored by his father. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something small? I'm favored by my daddy. And at times, it's not easy. It's not easy. My dad favors me like crazy. He loves me like crazy, and it is bad. At times, I see some red flags from other brethren. Huh? It do happen. If your father favors you, if your mother favors you, watch it out. Watch it out from the other brethren. Why him? Even he's not even beautiful. She's not beautiful. She. And may I tell you, that favor, don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. It's from God. So here comes Joseph. Joseph is highly favored by his father. And he is made in a court. Imagine. Father, I'm not talking of the mother. No. I'm talking of father bringing together some, patterns to make the coat for his mother, for his son. Everybody could see what is not happening here. Reuben, how comes? I'm the eldest. How comes? Him? Useless thing. My father can't talk of anything else other than Joseph. Joseph. Where is Joseph? Joseph. And God can see in heaven. That favored by that man, I want to favor him. Amen? Does it mean he didn't encounter problems? He did. A lot of it. But at the end of the day, he was an overcomer. Amen? Favor on top of favor. We see him, the brethren, and I say, hey, you know what? This guy, we don't want to see this guy anymore. Do you know what we want to do? Let's kill him. That's the only remedy. Let's kill him. Another one shoots us and says, favor of God. Can you see favor of God? No, let's not kill him. And they listen down to him. Let's not kill him, but let's put him to the pit. Okay. We agree. To the pit now. Put him down there. Oh, another one comes. Oh, I can see issue my rights. They are coming. Oh, we need money. Don't we need money? To survive, we need money. We need some dollars. Let's sell this crazy to these guys. My father will never, ever, ever see this guy. Yeah. If he goes to Egypt, no one will ever see him. And you know what we want to tell our father? Because he favors him crazy. We want to tell him what? He was killed by wild animals. Who cares? Did we tell the wild animals to kill him? I don't know. We could have helped it. There you are. That's another favor. Being sold to Egypt. Why? God wanted this, the destiny of Joseph to reach. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see the way God is coming? From here, favor after another. Favor after another. Favor after another. From pit. And then to prison. Here you don't say hallelujah, as Pastor Wilson was saying. Here we don't say hallelujah, but God can use anything. Hallelujah. God can use even the prison for your destiny. Hallelujah. Joseph is there. Surely God, you favored me. My father, he could have complained just like you and me. Remember, Joseph was a person like you and me. He had two hands. He has a head like mine. He was short or tall like Pastor Wilson up there. Oh, short like me. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you that he was a person like you and me. Praise the Lord. And he had feelings. Why me? Why? What have I done wrong? Just to be favored by my father? Just that? But God had to connect. Praise the Lord. We see him from pit to prison. From prison, hallelujah, to Paris. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the morning, Joseph was up there. Did they clean this bathroom good? What have they done? Because he was favored even in prison. Maybe he was a prefect on that side in the prison. Yeah, favor can follow you everywhere. Are you getting it? Even in the bathroom, the favor of God is still there. Huh? We see this guy being favored. Hey, did you clean good? Did you clean? Hey, stop it. Joseph, someone is calling you. You have a letter. A letter? From where? From my brethren that wanted to kill me? The brethren that had put me to the pit? Are they where the letter from? I don't know anybody here. Hey, the king is calling you. King? King calling me? Yeah, but before you go to the king, you have to shower. Shower? Where do I get shower? From the Paris now. You're not getting it. You're no longer the prison material. You belong to there. Hallelujah. Here he walks, and you have to be shaven. You have to wear good. To stand before the king, you are not going to stand with the prison uniform. No. You have to dress good. Is that so? Yeah. Okay. You know what? They say that the king had a dream, and you are the only one. The report has reached to the king, and he said, it's only you. Only me? Who can interpret the dream? Yeah, okay, I go. Not me, but him that lives forever. Praise the Lord. It's not me. I know nothing. It's not me, but him. Be glorified. He's singing a new song. Get into the parish now. Be glorified. Be glorified. And there he is. After putting on the suit, like this one of mine, going to the king now. Okay, king, live forever. Okay, are you Joseph? Yes, I am. How comes that you are in prison? It's a long story, king. I can't tell it all, but that lady over there wanted me. I'm sorry. Okay. Here is the dream. I dreamt. Yes, fat cows and thin cows. Will you interpret the dream? Not me. I love it. Because if you see the problem with us, we are used one day only. One day. And everybody will know. Hey. Did you say about a dream? Bring it and bring another. Don't just bring one. I'm good in interpreting. After all, who am I? Great man of God. You know what? I was baptized. I was Holy Spirit. I was this. I was that. I was that. So don't joke with me, Pharaoh. I'm not the material you're joking about. Bring the dream. Come on. Hurry up, Pharaoh. Bring the dream. I want to interpret it. But Joseph is there saying, It's not me. But there is God in heaven who will interpret that dream. Even in predicament, Joseph is exhorting his God. Hallelujah. Even in the problems, Joseph is exhorting his God. And here comes the dream. I dreamt 7 cows, fat ones, and thin ones. How do you go about this? And then I can see him meditating, talking to his father. Amen. Not, hey, it is this and that and that. No. He had to meditate. 7 cows, yes, God, tell me now. This is the time, God, I need you. I need you more than before now. God, come now. Come now. Holy Spirit of God, meditate. Come on. Tell me, God, tell me. And then he opens his eyes. And here comes the answer. You know what? King, live forever. 7 means 7 years of prosperity. The other 7 means 7 years of famine. So now what you do? Look for someone who will take care of those business. And Pharaoh will say, what did you say? With that wisdom, I look for someone outside there. After all, my witch doctors, my sorcerers, they were here before you. They tried, they didn't get it. And now you're telling me to look for a wise man outside there. I love Joseph. I love Joseph. Because he could have said, I'm the guy. Oh, yeah, I am the guy. And I'm sharp. I'm not easy. I'm not cheap. I'm not cheap. I can do great. Give me that job. Try me. Give me that job. He said, go outside there. Look for someone who is wise and can take the care of the business. He said, no. Not someone else but you. Hallelujah. It's you. Tell your neighbor, it's me. It's me. That favor is mine. Amen. Hallelujah. That favor is mine, not someone somewhere. Hallelujah. Then he was told, it's you. Let it work. Show us what to do. And let me tell you, from now henceforth, Joseph, you are second in command. What did you say? I see Joseph trembling like falling down. What did he say? If there was an interpreter, what did he say? He said, your command. You are second in command. And the ring, the second in command ring, golden. Here you are. Have it. And Joseph, from now henceforth, no one can stand. No one can do anything other than from your permission. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see our brother being highly favored, and great and wonderful things happened unto that time. The Lord, if the Lord says yes, does it. It's only, he has the final word. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation 3:7, if he opens a door, no one can shut. And if he shuts, no one can open. For us, the saints, the doors are open. Ours is to go outside there and get the root. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I'm highly favored. Did you know confession is possession? Huh? Tell your neighbor, Show your neighbor. Show your neighbor this. The small organ. This one. Hallelujah. This one can create, this one can kill. If you say you are poor, you'll be poor. And that's yours. You chose that's yours. And you, if you say you are favored of God, there you are. Praise the Lord. And soon and very soon, we will see what will follow. The favor of God following you. Because if he says, I'm going to favor one boy, even Tony and the ancestors and the others, will. He has said, that's it. No debate. No, they call it appeal. Oh, no. If it is a sister, no. I have to appeal. I have to appeal. Why him? I mean, why her? Where was God? Where was I? Going, passing by. Bypassing me and going to Noel. Me first. God forbid. Because he is not a respecter of persons. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not a respecter of persons. You'd say, yes, I'm the tallest. I'm the shortest. I am. He doesn't look at those. If he opens a door, no one can shut. And he's ready to bless you. Tell your neighbor, I'm ready to be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Why are we saying this? It's before it happens. Start talking of great things before they happen. When they happen, you say, oh, he has been talking about it. He has been talking about it. So talk of that big mansion. Talk of those big cars. They are ours. After all, in heaven, who said in heaven we'll be driving those big cars? Yeah, it's made of gold. The roads there are made of gold. But do they drive Mercedes there? And the Jaguars and Hammers. The Bible says in Habakkuk 2, though a vision will tell you to come to pass, write with a big number because it will come to pass. Praise the Lord. So if you see me wearing the best,
Hallelujah. It's the favor of God. Amen. And it will come and come and come. It's me to stop it. Did you hear that? Yeah, it's for you. It's you to stop it. Say, you start complaining. No. It's coming. Hallelujah. And if it comes, it's not yours. It's for the brethren. Hallelujah. If the blessing comes, it's not you as alone, but also for the brethren. Amen. So if you bring a hammer like Brother Move, it meant one day I'll board it. Amen. And we shall drive together. Amen. And my Lincoln outside there, I said my Lincoln outside there, I'll give you a ride one of these fine days. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm blessed of the Lord. Don't see me cheap. I'm blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are blessed, you just say you are blessed. Period. Who is coming to take away from you? And if he gives, he gives. Period. God's gifts are not irrevocable. He's not coming to go, hey, I gave you that ring, or bring it. In fact, favor comes in packages. One after another. If they start coming, they will be coming and you'll be overwhelmed. You'll be saying, surely God, surely. Is it you who liveth forever? Is it you? Is it me, my God, you are doing this? Hallelujah. You're almost ending up. Listen. Favor of God. Unmerited favor of God. Unmerited favor of God. It's coming to you. And the Lord will favor you and will continue favoring you. Amen. If you can see it, it's coming. Start seeing it. Start seeing it. Start seeing it. And may I tell you something? Even some comes without your knowledge. The favor of God, if it starts coming, it comes to amaze you. At times you have not even prayed for it, but it comes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Here happened this way. Someone came. Hello? Are we together? Are we together? I'm finishing up. And gave me the key. You know what, brother? Have this key. This is my house. And it is paid for. You never pay bill anymore. Hallelujah. These are not stories. Are you hearing me? You didn't get it. I'm saying someone somewhere, not my brother, not my sister, not my relative, comes and give me the key to the house to live there and not pay bill. Is that a miracle or what do you call that? Is that a favor or just something ordinary? To you, you might think it's not a miracle, it's not nothing, but to me it is. For I know and I know my Redeemer liveth. I know and I know I used to pay bills. I'm not paying no bill. Listen it good. Monene Francis here is not paying any bill, no electricity, no rent, no nothing, you can name it. And the driver, oh, my Redeemer liveth. What do I say? Hallelujah. If that's not a miracle, I don't know where miracles are. Their miracles are no more. Jesus took them to heaven. In other words, I'm not paying no bills. People in America are crying for the bills. Oh my God, I don't know how to pay this. I don't know. Munene Francis is not paying it. And it's not me. I didn't pray for it. But just the favor of God. Key? And it's not someone of my color. If I want to go further. Not someone of my color. But here's the key. To my house. For 1 year, no bills, no nothing. The house is paid fully. Electricity, we get it from my account direct. Internet, from my account direct. Are you serious? Yours is just only to go to school. Go to school, study whatever you want to study. But everything's paid. My God. Don't you think it can happen to you? Don't you think it can happen to you? Look at that. Look at you. Not I. It can happen to you. Tell your neighbor, it can happen to me. It can. My brother, it has happened to me. And it won't happen because it comes in a package. Can you hear me that? Can you hear me? That's the first cause. That's the first. Second, third, and fourth, and fifth, and tenth, and wherever it's coming. Tell your neighbor it's coming. It is coming. And if it can come to Pastor Francis, it can come to me and my brothers and wherever. Amen. Praise the Lord. We serve a mighty God. That vision of yours, don't let it go. Stick to even to the wall and say, this one. I won't die till I see this and this and this happen. You can cancel that date that you have dated with the death and say, no! Oh, as far as my God liveth, I'm not dying. I am not dying till I see this. Amen. And it will come to pass. Tell your neighbor, it will come to pass. Praise the Lord. Why do you let the devil try to bring you down every day? Why do you attack me, devil? Why don't you leave me today? Just tell him, devil, you better hear it good. We have an agreement with my God that he's praising me and praising me and praising me. And he won't do it till it is done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stand on your feet. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, open your eyes. Open your eyes wide. For my miracles are coming. The favor of God is coming. Open. Tell your neighbor, open your mouth. I mean, open your eyes. Your eyes wide. And your mouth too. And also your mouth, because you will be like, very soon. Tell your neighbor, I know, neighbor, you'll be like, So it's a matter of opening your eyes and your mouth, because you'll be amazed, my sister. The way the Lord is going to bless me, they'll be like, my enemies will be like, And I tell them, continue saying, And I'll be up and up, because my Redeemer liveth. Amen. So be assured that all you'll be well. Tell your neighbor, all be well. The problem that I'm undergoing now, tell your neighbor, the problem that I'm undergoing now will be a history one of these fine days. Because my God is ready to bless me. And I will be walking shoulder high. Hallelujah. I'll be walking shoulder high. Amen. Israel, you want us to give us a number? Just give us a number and we thank God. Amen. Just thank God, even if you haven't gotten that favor. Even though you haven't, start thanking God for it. Amen. Because it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And we'll see it. We'll see it. We'll see it. And our mother will be like, He's praised of the Lord. Amen. Give us that.
Thank you. Thank you for all you've done. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Oh, thank you for all you would do.
May the Lord bless you as you wait for your miracle. You are highly favored. First and foremost, you have gotten to the unmerited favor that is salvation. The second will just be an additional. You are to be added unto you until it will be, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. Wait upon the Lord. for he's good and his mercies endure forever. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed today? Glory, 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 glory to Jesus. I tell you what, church, I'm excited because we are walking, we are just about to usher ourselves into a supernatural realm, amen? We got to begin to see things that have never happened in our lives, divine connections, amen? And we'll begin to call those things that are not as if they are, amen? You've been driving an old car that you feel it is just about time for me to change this car, call upon that car. You've been doing a job that you've not been liking it, call a good job for a good job. Amen? Because our God is able. Hallelujah. God is able to do abundantly and above what we can even imagine. Hallelujah. We will begin as a congregation to begin, we will begin to believe God for extraordinary things. Extraordinary miracles, amen? For a person to come and hand you over a key, all bills paid for 365 days. If it can happen to a man among us, it can happen to anybody. All we need is God to line up a divine connection. How many of you need a divine connection? We all need a divine connection. Hallelujah. I need a divine connection. Amen. Hallelujah. A divine connection that will bring an extraordinary things, extraordinary experiences. Amen. We have already qualified. We already have qualified. We know the Lord. Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And we can trust God to bring. Let me tell you, church, I feel in this meeting, there's somebody that God is connecting you with somebody who is going to pay the bills for your school. I don't know who it is. But I don't know whether you believe it, but I want to believe it for you. Amen? That somebody is going to come and will tell you, you know what, you don't have even to worry about this school fees. God is able to do that for you. Hallelujah. Oh, shanderebaso kayanda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Supernatural experiences, Lord. Father, we call on those supernatural experiences. In the name of Jesus. For these are the days where the just shall live by faith. We do not believe in the American debt system, whether they are going to raise up the debt ceiling, whether they are not going to raise it. We know that we shall live by faith and that, my God, you shall provide to us in the name of Jesus. Father, I call on those divine connections. Divine connections, my God. I call on people who are willing to buy houses to link them up with the loan applications and mortgages, Lord. That they will gain favor in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The fact that we love you, the fact that we know you is enough. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And all these other things, somebody say all these other things will be added unto us. Will be added unto us. Hallelujah. Father, we wait upon you. We wait upon you. And we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the gift of such a wonderful fellowship. That we can come to this house and worship you. That we can come in this house and call upon your name. That we can come in this house and experience you. Who is greater than you, O Lord? Who is mightier than you? Father, we thank you because we are linked up to you. You are our Father, and we thank you. Lord, every desire in this house, every desire, every person that has a desire to fulfill a goal, to fulfill a dream, Father, I pray that it shall be granted
in the name of Jesus. Be it financial, be it family, be it whatever it is, I pray that you may grant that desire in the name of Jesus. I declare as your servant, oh God, that your people shall walk in divine connection, in divine favor, in the name of Jesus. That they will begin to experience the supernatural in the name of Jesus. May man bless and add into their bosom according to your word in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you shall remember their faithfulness. That when you remember their faithfulness, you're going to bring a harvest to their way, to the glory and honor of your name. If there be any need in our midst, O God, stretch forth your hand and meet with that need according to your riches in glory. Father, I declare that none of us shall suffer lack. I declare that none of our fridges shall be empty. I declare that none of us shall lack food. I declare that none of us shall lack money to pay their bills. But instead, these people will walk in plenty because you are a God of plenty. I declare these people will walk in abundance because you're a God of abundance. I declare that these people will walk in divine favor because you've given them a permanent favor in the name of Jesus. And now unto you, O Lord, and unto your word, my Father, we commit ourselves, O Lord, to that word that is able to build us up and unto the inheritance that is shared among the saints. We praise you. We lift up your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. Amen. Everybody shout it, amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe that God is ushering you into a divine connection? A divine positioning whereby people will come just in with the thing that you particularly need. That is the realm that I'm believing God for. That you might be in school and you might be lacking some money, but somebody will just step in your way. Miraculously, somebody that you didn't know and tell you, hey, I feel like I need to pay for your school fees. I feel like I need to connect you with somebody that can grant you some papers in this country. I feel that I can connect you with somebody that can bless you with a job. It is possible, my brothers and sisters, because our God liveth. Amen? Turn to somebody as we bid each other the words of the grace. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Hey, just before we go, Michelle, can you do us another number? Yeah, you can do another number. How many people want to be blessed by Michelle? Amen. Come and do us another number.